Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Vayeshev, Tov Shin Pei Vav. So we're going to start with the Meshech Chochma, Perek Laminches, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Yehuda sends with Re'eyu Adulami, a Gedi, to Tamar, who he had left an Erava in a collateral with her. And Re'eyu Adulami could not find her, and he said to Yehuda, no one knows, the Anshei HaMokom said there was no Kedesha here. Pasuk of Gimel Vayem Yehuda Tikach Lo, let her take it. Penia Levuz, perhaps if we continue to look for her, it'll become a shame for us. Hinei Shalachti Agdi Azeh V'Atolei Mitzosa. I've sent this Gedi with you, and you did not find her. Masha Mitzayin Hazeh, Yuin B'Moira Divrei Noyam. What the Yehuda said, the word hazeh. Look in what the Rambam says, divrei noyam, pleasant words. And the Rambam is bothered by this word hazeh. And if you look at the Rambam Mer Nevuchim, he talks about how we learned from the Avos, we were Yerush from the Avos, the midah of na'alev et tzedek b'mishpatim, to be excellent in justness, in just, in tzedek, injustice and mishpatim. And he says that when a person, Yehuda is teaching us here how a person has to go and make sure that everything he does is proper. And by Yehuda saying, Yehuda is telling us and telling him and telling everyone that it's not the pshat that I'm trying to get out of my chiyuvim. I understand I'm obligated. And the Rambam says, "Hatzedek asher limdenuhu hu oimrei min akoyzes atzmai." When Yehuda's explaining himself, "Shelo gazla," he's not stealing from her. "Velo shiker," he didn't lie. "Velo gara mimashehetzki mimaylov," he didn't detract or subtract from what they made up. "Hinei shalachti agdi azeh," I sent it. I did everything I can. And the Rambam says, "Ein sofik shayoyse agdi b'tachlis hatoyiv b'minai." The Rambam is medayik. Why? It's not just Hinei Shalach Di Agdi. I sent the Gedi and I did everything I can. Hazeh, this Gedi. What's the point? Of course, this Gedi. There was something special about this Gedi, says the Rambam. It was Ein Sofik, there's no doubt. Says the Rambam, Shehaya Oyse Agdi B'Tachlis HaToiv V'Minai. It was the epitome of Toiv. That's why he said hazeh. So Yehuda, number one in this pasuk, says the Rambam, is showing us how careful we have to be with our obligations. As the Rambam continues and he says, this tzedek, asher nachalu miYaakov Yitzchak v'Avram, he learned this, he was Yerush this, Yehuda, from the Avos HaKadoshim, shelo lishanis dibur v'lo lahachlif moyed. I think there's a Rambam, a Loshon HaRambam, that talks about being honest in wages. He calls Yaakov Avinu Yaakov HaChosid. If anyone sounds familiar to anyone, I think Rebbe Baruch Finkel in his Sefer, maybe in last week in Vayetze, I didn't see it this year, in other years I think he brings such a Rambam somewhere. Yaakov Avinu was actually careful, treifel evesi alecho, so on and so forth, etc. etc. So he learned this from the Avos, shalei l'shanes dibur. Yehuda learned it from the Avos, not to change your dibur. V'lo l'hachlif moyed, if there's a set time to pay for something, you don't change it. V'litin kol achoyves v'shleimus v'miluam, and so on and so forth. V'shein hevdil b'ma shekibaltim min azulois. Aderech havo apikad, it makes no difference what the obligation is. Did you get a loan? Did you get a pikadain? Or is there another reason why a person needs to pay somebody else? A person has to make sure, shalei l'shanes dibur, v'lei l'achlif moyed, v'lei gozla, v'lei shikar, v'lei gora mimishes gira mimashiski mimoylov. Hinei shalachti agdi azeh. So the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim sees in this pasuk, Yehuda saying, I did my obligations, I fulfilled them up to what I was supposed to do. And not only that, hazeh. And this is what Rameir Simcha is medayik as well. Hazeh. Why does it say hazeh? Zokter Rameir Simcha v'yitachin. And he goes off and he explains it. He goes off is not the right word. And he continues and he says, I was thinking of going off on a tangent, but he didn't go off on a tangent. He goes off on a different mahalach. than the Rambam, and he says as follows: the Yadarkim lahakdir zvachim. We know the Avos HaKadoshim Yehuda, the Shvatim, their derech was to bring karbonis. V'zeh haGedi hayanizer boylivli lahakriv el Hashem. But Yehuda made sure that this Gedi he wouldn't use as a karbon. Why? Davi kimoy esnan zayna. It's like an esnan zayna. What's an esnan zayna? Loisavi esnan zayna mirchir kelev beis Hashem alikecha. Esnan zayna is the payment one gives to a zayna for her services. That is not allowed. It's omias. It's not allowed to be brought as a karbon. Now, this says Rameir Simcha kimoy esnan zaynan. It was kimoy esnan zaynan. Kidamru b'shas b'tmura l'Reb Lezer d'pani haba pnuya asa zaynan. Reb Lezer holds that pani haba pnuya. Pani haba pnuya is an unmarried man who lives with an unmarried lady. So there's no really yisurim to each other. It's not an isra erva. So the shita, the halacha, you need to have an iser erva to make the lady a din of a zoyna. But Rabbi Lazar holds pane abal pnuy as asa a zoyna. So you say, okay, so what, Yehuda was chayshish. So here, Yehuda, in his mind, Tamar was just an unmarried lady. In parentheses, says Rameir Simcha, uv mufkeres yuyin taisvis. About someone who's mufkeres liznus. Taisvis says as follows. Taisvis in Mesech de Tmura Chavtasam and Beis says, Rebbe Lezer holds, Afilu b'chadazim na havizayna, Afilu b'stama havizayna, that's just living with a lady, an unmarried lady, mutter 100%, makes her a din of a zayna, like a kayin can't marry her, etc. Aval hecha da havizayna meikara, esnana asur, Afilu b'stama de mufkeresi, desnan zayna mikri. Taisvah says, no, a lady who's mufkeres liznus, she might be mutter, but if she's mafker herself liznus, like a, you know, hangs out her shingle as a zayna, that lady has a din of a zayna, even though she's not necessarily usher to the person she's having relations with. So Memele Yehuda says this is a kadesha. Kadesha is a zayna. She's mufkeres. So she has a din zayna. Now, it's still only kemay zayna, because at the end of the day, he never paid her. And even if he would have paid her, it was after the fact. The Gemara talks about it has to be that she receives the payment while they are being mishamish, and the Gemara figures out scenarios for that. But if she received it afterwards, like a chayiv, it's not a din of esnan zayna that is also to be brought as a karbon. And kol shekin over here, Yehuda never paid her. It's kemoy esnan. But Yehuda was extra nizer. L'chein hayu zehirim l'akrivay. Now you say, 1 second. It's not a mizbeach, it's a bama. The af bivama aser esnan. Even by a bama, those private mizbeachos, an esnan is aser, like we learn in Parshas Kisetz in the Sifri. And there's a different meshachachm over there that talks about how we know that, what's the lamdas in that, and I think that goes with Hamaisa of Rameir Simcha when he was a young child, that I think we said maybe in last year's Kisetz shir. V'lachain, so because of this, that Yehuda was considering this like an esnan zayna, l'chein hay mitzayin hazeh. So now afterwards, when he has this gedi that he is retaining the ownership on, he says to Re'e Adulami, hinei shalach yagdi hazeh. We have to remember which gedi it is. We have to be mitzayin hazeh. Shezeh lo yis'arev b'chalatzayin. You can't put it back in the flock. Don't put it back with the rest of the sheep. Pen yakrivu oisai, because if it get mixed up, we might bring as a karbon. V'misarev v'acherim kulam yiru. And what's going to happen if esnan zayinah gets mixed up with all other karbon, with other animals? It's not batel. We're going to have to wait till they get a mum. Yiru, they have to go out to pasture till they get a mum, and then we could sell it, and we could be paid it, but it's going to ruin all of our sheep, legabe, their potential for karbanis. So therefore, hinei shalachti agedi, now he says, hazeh, this one has to be identifiable, says Rameir Simcha, and therefore we have to put it aside, because it's kemoy esnan zayna. Continues Rameir Simcha in the next pasuk. Vayikim shloish chadashim. Vayugad Luhuda Lamer was told to you the zonso Tamar kalasecha. Your daughter-in-law Tamar was mizana. Vigam hine hara liznunim. And she is also pregnant liznunim. Liznunim, because of her being mezana, she is pregnant. Says Rav Meir Simcha ha'inyan, what's this hara liznunim? Just say she's hara. Or she was mezana, we know. Zonza vigam hine hara. She was mezana and she's pregnant. What's hara liznunim? Ha'inyan d'amrina b'yavamas, the Gemara says in Yavamas, Isha zayna mishapachas ha'mezana kadei sh'leit isaber. The Gemara says that an Isha zayna does eitzas that she should not become pregnant. She flips herself around and does different things so that the zera is not kailet, it doesn't take hold in her, and therefore it's a way of making sure that even though she's mezana, she won't become pregnant. So Isha zayna number one is mishapachas umezana. She does things in ways to prevent pregnancy. And for sure she is not going to do an action to make herself have the ability to become pregnant. If she's going to try to prevent pregnancies, she's not going to do something to assist her pregnancies. So now what's the problem? The problem with Tamar was she was still a besula. As we know, Erva Einan never lived with her properly. Ubasula einim is haberes mebir rishayna. Chazal tell us the Gemara in Yevamis, Amid Aleph, that a basula cannot become pregnant from the first time that she has relations. The breaking of the basulim, that trauma, so to speak, causes that she cannot become mu'uberes. So we have a problem over here with Tamar. Tamar was a basula, and now she's pregnant. L'chein amru, so they said, the fact that she's pregnant, you'll say, okay, maybe she was mezana once. Can't be, because if she was mezana only once, she would not become pregnant. Because a zayna, anyways, does things to make sure that she shouldn't become pregnant. And kol shekein, the first time, she can't become pregnant. So l'chein amru, so they said, zonza tamar kalasecha, vigam hinei haru, she's pregnant, liznunim. If she's pregnant, that's a raya that she was mezana numerous times. Betach zinza kama pa'amim. Because number one, it has to be at least more than once, because the first time she doesn't become pregnant. And a zayna does all types of things to prevent pregnancy. So, you know, birth control fails every once in a while. So even sometimes she tried to prevent it. Okay, there was a breakthrough and there was a mistake and it happened. But that's a small percentage. Normally, Isha Zayna is not pregnant because she does these eitzas. So if she's pregnant, you know how many times she must have been mezana gam hinei hara liznunim betach zinza kama pamim. L'chein Omar. Therefore, later on, when she's being taken out, Vayaka Yehuda Vayomer Tzodka Mimeni Kial Kein L'Nisatil L'Sheila B'ni, says Rav Meir Simcha, so Tzodka Mimeni, she got it from me. She got it from me. It was only one time, and it was only from me. So you're still left with a question. How'd she become pregnant for Bir Rishayna? So the Gemara asked that question. And the Gemara says, Chadesha Tisaber, Miacha be'etzma kedam rusham. The Gemara says, I, Tamar, was misaber for the Bir Rishayna. So the Gemara says that Tamar used her finger to take out her besulim. So that means she was already not a besul anymore. So when Yehuda lived with her, it was as if it wasn't the first time and she was able to become uberis. So Mimela zokt Yehuda tzadka mimeni kalkein l'nisatia l'sheila b'ni, and she wanted to make sure that she is pregnant. So therefore she took out her own besulim. So she should be pregnant. So it's not zonza tamar v'gam hinei har liznunim. Pumfakert. Sodka mimeni. Adirabba. She went out of her way to be mizaberis from me. Kial kein lo nesatia. How did she do it? I l'chaira. A lady is not mizaberis from the bir rishayna. She used her finger. These are two in the same parasha here that Rav Meir Simcha is being medayik in the words in the psukim over here. First one, Hagedi Hazeh, and the second one in the Hora Liznunim. Very geschmack in the Pashup Shat. I just want to end off with another Meshech Chachama, which is Kedai, to remember. And this is in Parshas Pekudei. And Bames, I see that Reb Chaim Stein, Zecharenu Livracha, and his new Sefer that they put out in Bereishis, Das Chaim, Rada got me in the first Parshias, I remember, Breishas Neach Lech Lecha, he had actually, they brought Haggais that he had from his Meshach Chachma. But here, it's not, he just brings the Mardik Meshach Chachma in Parshas Pikudei. And the way he brings it out is as follows. As we know, Yosef came to do the Melachtai, which Chazal say according to one man Domar, he actually meant to be Mezana with Eishes Petifar. And as we know, the Gemara tells us, D'mus Yuknei Shal Aviv, Roa Bachaloin, he saw the image of his father, and his father said to him, Yosef, all of your brothers are going to be rented on the Avnei Ha'ifoid, and you're supposed to be amongst them. If you do this, you're going to be erased. So he says a meridika thing, Reb Chaim, and I'll just read it to you. V'nifla hadavar. Shema sherod mus yuknai shalaviv. The fact that he saw his father's mus yuknai, that alone was not enough to prevent him from doing the Avera. Only after his father told him that you're not going to be on the Avnei Ha'ifoid with the rest of Klal Yisrael, Shuchelik Mishifte Ka, you, Yosef, are one of the Shvatim. And through the Shvatim, Klal Yisrael is going to be built. And if you do this, Avera, you are not going to be Zoyche to that. Zenosan Le'akayach Vo'imetz Lizgaber V'lamed B'Nisoyin, that gave him the strength to overcome the Nisoyin. Listen to Reb Chaim's words, these are nifla. Ki kol zman shadam choshev shu'olam b'fnei atzmai. Kol zman, a person thinks, it's just about me. Yesh lo mokoim litais, you'll make a mistake. And you'll find the pischapela heterim. Because it's just about me. Of course, I don't want to sin. But the Yetzirah gets the best of us. But when a person hears, he's a chelek of a klal. V'yesh le'achrayis la'aklal. By him seeing himself on the Avnei Ha'ifoid, is being a part of a Klal Yisrael. And what he was being told was, not only are you going to be erased, this is what I'm seeing in Reb Chaim's words, not only are you going to be erased, but that means there's going to be a chisarin in Gan's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be 12 Shvatim with all the kaychas of the 12 Shvatim. And if your kayach is not there, there's going to be lacking in Klal Yisrael. Yesh le achrayis la klal. You have an achrayis to the klal. That already takes a person to a different place. And the pasuk vayotzim al kisvoyse eifoid avnei zikarin levnei Yisrael paraklamites pasuk zayin. We'll read the Meshech Chochma inside. She, what's the avnei zikarin? Who's supposed to remember? She yizkeru b'nei Yisrael sheshmoisem chukakukim be'efoid. Klal Yisrael should remember their names are engraved on the efoid lifnei Hashem. V'yisbayshu lases aveira, and they'll forget to do an aveira. They'll be embarrassed, I'm sorry, from doing an aveira. Uchamay shamru gabi Yosef asidim achicha, achecha shichtu b'alav ne'efoid v'ata b'neim, ritzayn cheshimach hashimcha b'neim, v'tikra roya zaynais. That's the second half. Avnei Zikaron Levnei Yisrael, says Reb Chaim, he brings this Meshech Chochma, Avonim Azkirim L'chol Ben Yisrael. These Avonim teach it, remind every person in Klal Yisrael, Shu Chelek V'achroi L'chol HaKlal. You're a Chelek of Klal Yisrael. And you are a chrayis to Klal Yisrael. V'im lo yamid b'nisayin o'shmo yanifkad. U'ri'i azunay tzenes le'keach v'im etzlamid b'nisayin v'lechein kriyin avnei zikarein shemaskirin es ha'av. They remind us of who we are as a Klal Yisrael. That is what, and the title of this piece, Miteich hargoshas achrayis kechelek miklal Yisrael. I'm sorry. Hakoyach lamed b'nisayin miteich hargoshas hachrayas kechelek michlal Yisrael meiridika uptaych in that remer simcha over there in Parshas Pekudei to remember over here in Parshas Vayeshev. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Kol tov.